Nolte, Donald Trump's Reno hunt takes down John Cornyn by 28 points. By John Nolte on May 27, 2026. With 98% of the vote counted, sitting U.S. Republican Senator John Cornyn got himself humiliated Tuesday night by 28 points. 28 points. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton won 63.8% of the vote compared to Paxton's 36.2%. This is especially incredible when you remember that back in March, Cornyn won the first round of the Texas primary with 42.5% of the vote compared to 41% for Paxton. What a difference a Trump endorsement makes, especially after months of the corporate media assuring and reassuring me that President Trump is, lol, losing his grip on the GOP. Yeah, Trump's losing his grip after U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, Reno, L.A., only managed to attract 25% of the primary vote a few weeks back. Bye, Bill. Yeah, Trump's losing his grip after Reno Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Mitch McConnell, RKY, and backstabbing Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, chose to skedaddle rather than face the humiliation Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, faced with his 10-point loss, which now looks like a close race compared to Cornyn's mouthful of loser dust. My greatest pleasure is imagining the excruciating pain of the obsolete Never Trump movement that was so certain they would soon be put back in charge any day now. That sinking feeling they have right now? That's them knowing that they are so lacking in character they'd rather join the Nazi tattoo queer kids party than admit they were wrong. Good riddance forever, sellouts. The Republican establishment as we knew it is dead. And it was we the people who killed it at the ballot box and Trump who led us out of the amnesty identity politics fear of themes and wilderness. And Trump leaving office won't be the end of it. Not with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio warming up. Not to belabor the point, but look at the polls before and after Trump endorsed Paxton. Those polls went from Cornyn winning every other poll by a point to Paxton romping with double-digit leads that turned into a 28-point Reno stomp. I wonder how much sleep John Thune got last night? These never-Trump losers will really feel the pain after Paxton wins. They told us Paxton was unelectable, but then Democrats did what they always do these days. Especially in Texas, nominated an extremist dandy who will spend the coming months doing a Beto. Run around doing a bad job of pretending to be a guy's guy. I don't normally predict election outcomes. But James Scott is binary Tolarico ain't getting elected statewide in Texas.